Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Loogie, let's get this thing started, baby.
All right, guys. This first player won the MVP of the All-Star game in his only appearance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
MVP of the All-Star game. Is he most known as a Yankee, this guy?
No.
Not at all.
All-Star game.
Was he like is the time with the Yankees very short?
One of the future hints will give you a better indication of where he played his games.
All right.
Why don't we skip forward to that hint right now, actually?
Sure. No,
he played in every single division but one.
He played in, what do you mean every division but one, in the American League?
No, he played in every single division in baseball except for one.
Sheffield's been to more than one All-Star game. Forget that. No, okay. I'm not guessing.
Yeah,
Gary
it's not Sheffield.
No. Mm-hmm. He's had to have been to many more.
Yeah.
He has never struck out 100 times in a season.
Wow.
I think
that's very Sheffield-y.
Yeah, I was going to say that is Sheffield-like.
Right.
There's no way Gary Sheffield only made one All-Star game, but you know what? Gary Sheffield.
Nope.
All right, good.
It's not okay. Yeah.
Because that would have been.
He was the first batter to face Masahiro Tanaka.
He's the first.
So he maybe hits higher up in the order.
Hits higher up in the order. MVP,
depends on the
team. Only All-Star game he ever played in. Good player, right? Obviously,
it was a good player. He's good player. This wasn't one of the hints I wrote down, but he's one of Ernie's favorites. Yes.
He's still playing. And what'd you say about favorites?
He's one of Ernie's favorites. I'm actually shocked he didn't say not to do this guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So Ernie actually likes this guy.
He does. How about this? He was traded off the Yankees for someone making their second stint with the Yankees. So somebody the Yankees brought back, they traded this guy for that player. This player is not well-liked by Yankee fans. The player that was brought back. Yeah.
Oh, I got it now.
Yep.
Starlin Castro.
Nope, we did Castro already.
All right. We did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we did.
I did Castro, didn't I?
Really?
No.
Uh-huh. I don't think you did.
Yeah, I do.
No, but it's not him.
It's not him.
It's not him.
I was thinking because he was
trying. I thought I did Castro a couple days ago.
No,
maybe not. I'll do that.
Starlin Castro.
Because
I can't even remember the call. I'm thinking about it right now. Right. What is?
So they don't like this guy. The Yankee fan does not like this guy.
Not this guy.
So the Yankee fan likes this guy. They don't like the guy that he got traded for. They came back to the Yankees.
Correct. He's good buddies with a current Met.
He's good buddies.
And we don't like that Met.
Good buddies, current Met, and we don't like that Met.
Yep.
Wow.
Boy.
Wow.
This is really, man. You're like.
The All-Star appearance was not on the Yankees.
Okay.
It was for a team out west.
And he's not on the Yankees anymore, but he's still playing Major League Baseball.
Never struck out 100 times in a season. First batter to face Tanaka. Played in every single division but one. Good buddies with a current Met. Think about where he might have become friends with that current Met.
Right.
Boy,
right.
I tell you.
You know, it's like I'm you know, you.
I really hope we didn't use this guy because I've checked the list.
We can't think of him either way.
It doesn't sound like we used him. I don't think we did that.
I mean, you're very close to stumping both of us because I have no idea anymore.
Yeah.
And this is not Ben Francisco, obviously.
Well,
he was an all-star. He was an all-star on the Giants.
On the Giants.
He was an all-star on the Giants. Boy,
this is all-star on the Giants.
No, he didn't play for it.
Doesn't strike out a lot.
He might have gotten in trouble
in his career. I'll leave it at that.
He might have gotten in trouble.
He might have tested positive for something or been linked.
The milkman?
The left-hander swung on and driven to deep left center. Tien going back, way back. That ball is going to be gone over the left center field wall. So Melky drove one to left center and out. the milkman delivers. He drives the game-tying home run to left center. That's the Milky Way, and the game is tied at one.
He was traded.
Ernie's a big Melky Cabrera guy.
I always thought he was a big Melky guy.
Yeah.
Ernie
texts
me.
He likes him more than Posada. We know
he likes anybody more than Posada.
Well, and now
I could name a few that he doesn't.
Talking baseball?
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe not baseball related.
Now it all makes sense. He was traded for
Javi Vasquez, who had that great year in Atlanta before before, and then stunk with the Yankees that year. Had like over
and
five ERA.
You know what I don't remember? I don't even remember him winning the All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah.
He did?
I didn't remember that either, but when I looked it up, I discovered it.
You know,
I wish
I had
the year, but maybe you could quickly.
As time has gone by, this happened to Joe, and it's happening to me. Every year that goes by, I get less and less interested in the All-Star game.
Oh, God.
I know, you're fully out of it.
Bro.
And I'm slowly moving.
And obviously he's good buddies with Cano. That's who I was trying to get you there.
Right, right. I was done with the All-Star game after. who was it?
94?
Was it Fred Lynn at the Grand Slam?
Oh, geez.
Even back further. Where is Milky right now?
Is he
was just with the Pirates.
Is he still there, or is he a free agent?
I'm playing highlights off of where I would look this up from.
Don't worry about it. I'll look it up.
I think he's still
up.
With
I'm
the Pirates,
curious.
But yeah.
Yeah, he has bounced around the league, man. He's been with the
hasn't
the
played
White
in
Sox.
The AL West.
That's the one division he hasn't played in.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, he's bounced around. And Yankee fans did like him. They like the Milkman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Yankee fans hate Javi Vasquez. I would think he'd be one of the most hated Yankees that played on the Yankees.
Yeah.
Jacoby, Stanton. You
yeah,
think
no,
of
he's
him.
Not.
Right,
like,
those guys, right. A-Rod.
Yeah. A-Rod.
And he's friends with Robbie Cano.
Friends
That's
with Robbie
the guy
Cano.
You're talking about.
And obviously he was in the Biogenesis thing.
I got to tell you, Lugia, hints are very good after we know who the player is, because then we think about it and say,
Luke,
that makes sense.
Luke does a brilliant job. Luke, I'm telling you, man, I'm warming the seat up for you, Luke.
Come on down. We polled 100 people, and we asked.
Right. Exactly.
Milky, the milkman. All right.
One of the great John calls, too. I love that call.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the Milky Way.
Okay, this next player, and tell me this isn't typical, in his first game as a Yankee, he hit a home run against the Mets.
First game as a Yankee home run. Well, it is typical. First game as a Yankee home run against the Mets. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was off a future closer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. He played on 8 teams.
Right. 8 teams.
One of his best seasons was with the Red Sox.
One of his best seasons was with the Red Sox.
Hmm.
Really, 8 different
teams.
And
that's probably not saying much.
With the Red Sox. His best season with the Red Sox.
Probably one of his best seasons with the Red Sox.
Was he a good Yankee?
No.
He was not a good.
He also threw somebody out in the plate during that Subway Series game.
I'm pulling this one out of my rear end because I'm trying to think of all the Yankees that hit home runs against the Mets. Nick Green.
The pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Beltran back, away back. That ball is gone. And it went over the second fence into the Yankee bullpen sitting area. An enormous home run for Nick Green. His first Yankee hit, his first Yankee homer, his first Yankee RBI. It isn't easy being Green, but Nick is having one heck of a night. It is a two-run Nick Green home run, and the Yankees have a 9-4 lead.
And that was, of course, against the Mets, right? You said, right? Beltran going back to the wall.
Yes.
And who was it off of?
Familia?
Heath Bell.
Heath Bell?
Oh, my God.
Where would you rank the Heath Bell for Ben Johnson?
He got better when he left the Mets.
Correct. Where would that trade rank as far as worst trades in Mets history?
What was the trade again? Heath Bell
for Ben Johnson. They got some other stiff back.
Wasn't it Brian Johnson?
Wasn't he an Olympic sprinter?
I thought it was Ben Johnson. Was it Brian?
You may be right. I forget.
Wasn't Ben Johnson an Olympic sprinter?
I think you might be right there. The guy's last name was Johnson for sure, and they got some other guy that never made an appearance.
Not that there's many people that has the last name of Johnson.
Does that narrow it down to about a million people?
the thing about Heath Bell, the reason why I was never mad about that trade even years later,
right.
is that
he hated New York.
Awful
as a man.
Yeah, and he stunk.
Didn't he badmouth New York all the time too, Bell?
I think after the fact, he did. Yeah, once he got to San Diego, but he was awful. Like, he just wasn't any good. And so, he turned his career around in San Diego, but he probably needed to go to San Diego. He was probably never going to be good with the Mets.
It isn't easy being Green, man.
It's still one of the worst trades in the history, though. I mean,
not in the
top five, but he's probably in the top 10, 15, for sure.
It's bad.
The Seva trade comes
to mind. Of course, Lenny Dykstra, Nolan Ryan.
I mean, come on.
Luke, on this level, I would say Justin Turner bothers me a hell of a lot more than Heath Bell. And that's not a trade. They just let him go because I thought Turner was good. He was a
nice, He was a good little player, but he wasn't the, you know, a 340 hitter.
I'm not saying he was, but there was no reason to get rid of him. Heath Bell had like a 5 ERA, stunk. Wasn't any good.
He had a beard, guy. What do you want?
And Turner has red hair, so Evan's got a soft spot for him. I love JT, too. He's awesome. I love Turner.
I can't stand him now. I can't even stand to look at the guy. with that beard and all that, please.
And in 2015, in that first round series against the Dodgers,
they could not get him out. No, he gets a lot of big hits. He's a great player. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Of course.
Gamer.
Next up.
Okay. This gentleman hit a triple in his first postseason game with the Yankees.
All right.
This player is not particularly fast, despite having that triple, but he was a steal. How about that?
All right.
He was a steal.
Play on words.
Means he was good. It was a nice move picking him up, apparently.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Third hint. Bye-bye, Birdie.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Oh, you're talking about Luke Voit.
Luke Voit leads off against Charlie Morton, and he hits a long drive to left center field. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone! Voit hits one to Detroit. Cool hand Luke fills the Yankee Voit. He homers to left center. That ties the game at one.
It is still...
Bye-bye, Birdie, because of Greg Bird. Is that
correct.
What you said?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because I think bye-bye, Birdie, I think Ann Margaret, but that's me.
In fairness.
Not a bad thing to think about.
No, especially then.
Especially,
especially
right.
In her heyday.
Ann stood the test of time, though, I would say.
He was a steal, that's for sure, boy.
For Shreve and Giovanni Gallegos.
Gallegos has been very good.
Right.
Would you like to hear I believe this was the original call John had for Voit. Would you like to hear that one?
Of course. An extra one here, Luke?
Yeah, here we go. Bonus one.
0-1. Swung on and driven a deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Luke Voit ties the game with a two-run home run in the left center field seats. His first Yankee home run. Luke here. Voit is adroit. He hits a two-run home run to left center. And the game is tied at two.
I don't know if I like that.
I thought he was about to say, Luke here, you there, when I first heard it.
Yeah, right. That would have been better. Good. I actually like that better if he did that.
Now, Joe, you said you saw The Graduate with your grandma. Who'd you see Cool Hand Luke with?
I don't think
you remember. Did you see that? Because I think it was right around the same era, right?
Yeah,
the late
60s? I don't know
60s?
If I saw Paul Newman? Is that Paul Newman?
Paul Newman, yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't think I saw that. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
The Luke Voit variation, not the strongest, in my opinion. I'm not a huge fan of the Voit calls. It's not quite Nick Green.
No, right.
Next up.
Okay. This man did something that you would never see if you watched baseball for 100 years.
All right.
All righty. Second hint. He was a career 316 hitter with the Yankees.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
He also hit over 300 five times in his career.
Mm-hmm. That was a hell of a ball player we're talking about here.
Was responsible for getting Domingo Germán to the Yankees.
Wow.
Was in the trade.
Oh, okay. The Domingo Germán trade.
Yeah.
This is not Sheffield, is it?
Nope.
No.
We'll get to Sheffield at some point.
They're too far removed now.
First big league homer off Jamie Moyer.
.316 as a Yankee, this guy?
He was a career .316 hitter as a Yankee.
That's a big number.
A very big number.
Was he better as a Yankee or wherever else he was?
Better in other places. He was better in a place, a team that Met fans don't particularly care for. Let's just say it's been a house of horrors over the years.
That's a lot of those places.
This one particular.
I'm trying to remember back to the Domingo Germán trade because I think he was like
a throw-in. Evaldi was the main piece, and they got Garrett Jones.
Now I got it. Yep. Now I got it. Now I know the player.
Yeah.
And you're right. He was a major pain in the rear end to the Mets.
Yep.
And he was a good player.
This guy's
a very solid player. Martin Prado.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Martin Prado brings the Yankees back in the game. He hits a two-run home run in the left field stand. And there he is, the Prado of the Yankees. He hits a two-run home run, and the White Sox lead is 3-2.
I don't love that call, the Prado of the Yankees.
Now, he was a career .316 hitter with the Yankees. He played in 50 games. That was the sneaky part.
Yeah, he wasn't there very long.
Now, Evan, you don't remember the first hint?
He killed him with the Braves. With the Braves, he did kill the Mets.
And now he's with the Marlins and has been successful there. Yeah.
Evan, I don't remember
the first. You know, no matter where he was, he hit the Mets.
Yeah. Does 2007 ring a bell? Something against the Mets? Something Keith Hernandez said you wouldn't see in 100 years?
What was it, an unassisted triple play or something?
Nope.
Well, Prado in 2007 was a young player with the Braves.
It's not. It's something so fluky.
I don't remember what
he couldn't have done it if he tried. Remember when he like put the bat down, he flipped the bat, and it stood up on it on its head? You don't remember?
Vaguely remember.
So you
might have
been at the game, so you don't remember the broadcast.
Yeah, but I never would have associated that.
Really? I thought that would have struck a bell with you.
Like, is it really that big a deal?
No, I didn't think. No, I didn't think Joe. For Joe, no. But I thought Evan might have remembered that.
Is that a big deal?
Is it a big deal? No,
but standing straight up.
I mean, we're looking for hints for Prado here.
Is this supposed to excite me,
bro? Am I supposed to be into this? One time, had a hole in one on a par.
Right.
Oh, for that? Well, yeah.
That's a different story. I mean, yeah.
Much better story.
How many guys have you ever seen do that? I mean, it's pretty.
But who cares?
It got Keith. I've been looking for hints. It's Martin Prado. The guy's got a 10-time All-Star.
You remember Martin Prado against the Mets?
No, I don't. I just looked it up and then remembered it.
You can actually look that up.
Oh, it's on YouTube, yeah.
When you say to us, you'll never see this. I thought exactly what Joe thought. I was thinking about Jeff Francoeur. I'm like, well, Jeff Francoeur never played for the
Yankees. Keith said that during the broadcast. That was sort of him. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm thinking of an unassisted triple play. Wow. Remember Francoeur at the line drive to Bruntland?
Correct.
I'm thinking
of Billy Wamgass. He did it in the World Series. Remember Billy Wamgass? Like 1912, maybe? I'm serious. Yeah, I got unassisted triple.
I've heard about it. The problem is we don't get to see it.
Right.
That's the problem. Like that Bruntlett Francoeur play, we've seen how it happens. When it's described to you, it loses something as opposed to seeing like a clip of it.
Right, right.
All right, our last man today is whom?
The first hint is Godfather 2.
Godfather 2. The first hint is Godfather 2. Wow, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, well. It's not Al Pacino or Robert De Niro. You know that?
It is not. It's certainly not. It's not Marlon Brando.
No, Marlon's not in Godfather.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's already gone.
Yep.
Right.
I got it.
Oh, can I?
I got it.
You got it.
It just hit me.
Yeah.
Todd Frazier.
No.
Oh, I thought the Todd Father.
No. Okay. That was what I wanted you to say.
It's something to do with, I think it's something to do with like a brother who's lesser than the other brother. Am I on to something here?
Maybe. How about this one? The second hint is Cleveland rocked.
Cleveland rocked.
Okay, so Cleveland rocks, but Cleveland rocked.
Cleveland rocked.
I was thinking about what your brother point was. I'm kind of going with that here.
Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rock. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a Godfather 2 situation there. You know? I mean, I'm trying to figure that out. You know? Frankie Pantangeli, you know. I'm trying to go different areas.
Leave the gun, take
here,
the cannolis. Yeah, that's the first one.
Well, that was the first one.
Yeah, first one, yeah.
You'll understand that when we get there. That's
Clemenza. Clemenza, yeah.
After they shoot Paulie outside.
Okay, how about this hint? Emojis. Yeah.
Emojis. Oh, okay, I got it. I don't know what it would have to do with The Godfather 2.
Well, you'd have to have seen
The Godfather to know that, Evan.
Why don't you tell me who it is?
Toy Story 3, maybe?
All right.
Yeah.
Luke, once he tells you who this is, I'll probably figure out what it is.
Joe, the guy is, based on the emoji hint, and rocking Cleveland in the postseason, would be D.D. Gregorius.
And Alaska deal swung on and into the air to deep right. Down the line, heading toward the stands, she's gone. Didi pulled one right down the line and into the right field seats. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He hits a two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Now, seriously.
Okay.
What is the correlation with Godfather 2 with Didi Gregorius?
All right, here is the correlation. Derek Jeter, right? The Godfather is one of the greatest movies of all time, depending on who you ask, right?
To me, it is.
And Godfather 2, that's a tough act to follow, right? But it was very, very, very good.
Well, Godfather 2 is really just the extension of the first.
It is, but it's still a different movie.
So you are calling Jeter the Godfather, and then Didi is coming in after him?
I'm saying what Didi did to replace Derek Jeter and the time he was here with all the big hits, very popular, well-liked by the fan base. That's where I was going with that.
All right. Okay.
Not in love with it, I can tell.
Yeah, no, I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with Godfather.
No, I mean, Dee didn't have anybody whacked out, I mean, if that's what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could have been a lot.
Take care of Santana.
I'm trying to think of different guys' names, people in Godfather 2.
I was trying to think of a way of replacing a legend, how to tie it in. So I thought of Godfather, I know you love the movie. So that's where I was going.
I was replacing a legend.
Jeter, what do you mean?
No. But I mean, as far as, why? Because
Dee was a really good, great Yankee. You got to get the Yankee fans in on this.
Because Michael Corleone is not the head of the family? I mean, I don't get it.
No, what I'm saying is that Godfather 2, that's a lot of hype to live up to, and they lived up to it.
Well, but Lugie, ask yourself this question.
I get that.
Most sequels stink.
Today and tomorrow, we are in the midst of 64 straight hours of Derek Jeter on MLB Network.
You've been tuned in, right, Luke? You've been all over that.
Yeah, all over it.
You're making sure your wife tapes it for you?
No,
or what?
No.
You're not taping it?
I lived it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I understand.
Haven't we all, Luke?
Do you think they're ever going to give you 12 straight hours of Dee Dee Gregorius? Think that's ever going to happen?
But again, Ev, I'm not... All right, fine.
No, I understand what you're trying to do.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, he was a little bit of a grasp.
Maybe a slight grasp, but I'm trying to come up with creative hints.
That was a slight grasp.
Dee Dee Gregorius didn't have a good career with the Yankees. I'm not saying he was Derek Jeter, but he could have been a bum. Yeah. That's my point, is that like it wasn't like Dee Dee Gregorius came here with this huge fanfare. He wasn't this rock star with the Diamondbacks.
You know what's amazing about
the
Yankees?
And he came on to be one of the most popular players on the team.
You know what's amazing about the Yankees? There's a lot of things amazing about the Yankees. They've had these legends they've needed to replace, and we all assume, when they have to replace this legend, it's going to be hell. They replace Mattingly with Tino.
Yep.
They replace Jeter with Dee Dee, who, again, very good Yankee.
Yes.
And even the closer spot has been mostly solid since Mariano's gone. Whether it was Soriano for a year or Robertson for a few years or even now with Aroldis Chapman, the Yankee closer role has not been this horror show for the last half a decade. They have done a fairly good job of replacing Mariano. So the Yankees have a pretty good history of replacing. And they replaced Joe DiMaggio with Mickey Mantle.
Must
that seemed
nice.
To go well, too.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Would you like to hear the second Dee Dee call?
Oh, they got more than that?
Really?
More?
Always.
2-2 is rocketed to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Into the Yankees bullpen. Yes, indeedy. This is the dawning of the age of Gregorius. He hits his 22nd home run, gets his 71st and 72nd RBIs, and he gives the Yankees a 2-0 lead.
I think I like that one better.
And, of course, Jupiter aligns with Mars there.
Look, when the moon is in the seventh house, bro, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, the great Marilyn McCoo in the fifth dimension from many, many years ago, 1969, I guess.
Excellent job, Luke. Great
Luke,
job.
Brilliantly done. I still don't see anything.
Luke, we need Hoffman back immediately.
What do you got? What do you got next? Hyman Roth, Johnny Ola. What do you got for me there?
Good work, Luke.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.